Exercise 7. Broadly speaking, art exists as a consequence of the universal human desire for sympathy. Man is forever endeavoring to break down the wall which separates him from his fellows. Whether we call it egotism or simply humanity, we all know the wish to make others appreciate our feelings, to show them how we suffer, how we enjoy. We batter our fellow men with our opinions sufficiently often, but this is nothing in comparison to the insistence with which we pour out our feelings. A friend is the most valued of earthly possessions, largely because he is willing to receive, without appearance of impatience, the unending story of our mental sensations. We are all more or less conscious of the constant impulse which urges us on to expression, of the inner necessity which moves us to continual endeavors to make others share our thoughts, our experiences, but most of all, our emotions. It seems to me that if we trace this instinctive desire back far enough, we reach the beginnings of art.